Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording from Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Nazir Chav Ches, Nazir 28a, pagination is 55. Starting from the Mishnah, about 10 lines from the bottom of the page, we're going to explore until when can the husband still negate the wife's vow of Nazirus. That is to say, the woman made a vow of Nazirus, she's been observing it, and the husband, for whatever reason, has not heard about it, because negating can only take place biyom shamo, on the day that he hears of it. Let's say he was away on a trip, he finally gets back, and she's in the finishing stages of her Nazirus. Can he still negate her vow? So the Mishnah says, Nizrak aleha echad min hadamim. If one of the animal's bloods has already been sprinkled at the conclusion of her nazirus, eino yachal lahafer, the husband can no longer negate the vow. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, afilu nishchata aleha achas mikol habehemos, eino yachal lahafer. Even if one of the animals has been slaughtered, already at that point, he would not be able to undo the vow. And the Gemara explains it's talking about the Karban Chatos, which there's no recourse for once it's been shecht, and therefore he can no longer, because of Hefsed Kochim, he's going to ruin a Karban, he's no longer allowed to negate the vow once we proceeded already into the Karbanos. B'med devarim amurim, the Mishnah says, when was this said? B'tiglachas ha-taira, when the shaving of successful conclusion of Nazirus has taken place. Ava b'tiglachas ha-tuma, but if the shaving of tuma is what we're dealing with, yofer, he still has the right to negate the vow. Shu yachalom ariefshi b'isha minuvelis, because he recognizes that she's going to have to still do the Nazirus again, because the Karbanos she's bringing now are the Karbanos of her becoming Tamei, and now she's going to start again. So he has the right to object, and the objection by Nazirus, primarily, is because she's not going to be able to drink wine, and that is an inui, it's something that he's allowed to object to. Rabbi Omer, the concluding words of the Mishnah, which is not the way we paskin, Rabbi says, af b'tiglachas ha-taira yofer, even by the shaving of a successful completion of Nazirus, he still has the right to negate it. Shu yachal lomar iefshe b'isha megalachas, because he can say, I'm objecting to a woman whose head is shaved. And suddenly, this brings us into an awareness of what the Tanakhama was holding. The Tanakhama only recognized the abstaining from wine as reason for the husband to negate the vow. But the fact that she's shaving her head for some reason doesn't get into the equation for the husband to object. Therefore, once a korban has been brought at the conclusion of her nazirus, and she therefore is permitted to drink wine, so there's no longer any justification for the husband to negate the vow, because nothing so terrible is still happening. And therefore, he's not able to negate the nazirus vow. Rabbi Akiva took it a step further and said, even earlier in the process, a few moments earlier, once they shecht because of Hefsed Kodshim, because of wasting a karban. But essentially, what we were dealing with is the objection that the woman should be forbidden in drinking wine. Rabbi goes ahead and introduces the fact that he could be objecting not just to the drinking of wine, but what could trouble him is that she's going to have to shave her head at the conclusion of Nazirus, And that, in Rebbe's opinion, is sufficient reason for the husband to object. Let's see the Gemara on Amud Beis, where both of these items, the wine issue and the shaving issue, are going to be addressed. On the top line, Kevan de Izdarik Allah Dam, once the blood is sprinkled, La Alta Sharia Bechamra, immediately she becomes permitted in drinking wine, and therefore, if the husband shows up, hears about it at that time, there's no reason for him to negate because she's already permitted in drinking wine. Vaha Lesla Nivel, there's no objection here. Rabbi Akiva Savar, and Rabbi Akiva holds Afilu Ish Tachitas Behema, even from the moment of Shechita, which precedes Zerika, the sprinkling, by a few moments, Ena Yachal Lahafer, you can't object. Mishum Hafsed Kodshim, because you would be ruining a carbon by objecting, and at this point, things are moving along, everything's good, and you can't do such an act that would ruin the Kodshim. The Gemara explains, Kigon Sheshachat Chatos, it's referring to the Shechita of the carbon chatos. Let's continue in the Gemara. The first word on the line is Yotza, about 15 lines down. At the two dots, Bamed Devar Mamurim, B'teglachas Tahora, Ava B'teglachas Tuma Yofer. If she's going to still have to redo the Nazirus, he could object. Rab Meir Amen, Rab Meir says, Afilu B'teglachas Tahira Yofer. Even if the carbon is being brought because of a successful conclusion of Nazirus, but now she's going to have to shave her hair. Mepnisha Yochal Lomar, and he has the right to say, Efshi Beisha Migalachas, I don't want my wife to be shaved. V'tanakama, so how does the Tanakama respond to that concept? Omar Loch, he holds, Efshe Bepeya Nochris, she could wear a wig, and she doesn't appear to him to be shaved. For Rab Meir Savar, and Rab Meir objects and says, "Bepeya nachris aydi dezuama lo nichale." It's someone else's hair; it's not natural, and he could object. Keep in mind that this is not referring to going in public with a wig, what we call a shaitel. That's not the discussion over here, because however this married woman was covering her hair until now, as described in the Mishnah in Ksubis as Das Moshe V'Yehudis, however she was covering her hair until now, that's what she covers now too. If it was with a turban or whatever it was, that's what she's going to continue doing. That's not the issue. The issue here is in the privacy of the bedroom, when she normally would take off her hair covering, and she would have her natural hair available to the husband. At that point, she's going to put on a wig, according to the Tanakama, in order to fulfill her Nazirus completion of shaving. And the husband found that objectionable, so she put on hair so that she looks presentable. So the Tanakama at that point says, that's a solution. And for that, he's not allowed to withhold her desire to be a nazir. Whereas Reb Meir says that Peya Nochris is not a solution. But again, this is not referring to wearing it in public. That's a whole different discussion. Referring to in the bedroom, if a wig solution would be sufficient so that she could fulfill her vow as a nazira. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.